Welcome, everybody, back to the NFL Hard Hit Show. This is the off-season edition of the Hard Hit. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host, as usual, is Clint. How are you, Clint?
I'm good.
It's been a pretty interesting off-season. As we're going to talk about, some interesting moves happened, especially some trades. Two big trades happened for wide receivers. We'll get to those. But before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Bossman and Smart on the Dirt. Actually, not the Dirt Feet Dudes. They're about to change their name. I'm not sure what their name might be. It might be Wrestling Outlets, but I have to check the box. But they are changing their name to, they are making a name change, so listen to them. As far as I know, it's Thirsty Dudes right now, so listen to them every Friday night. I mean, every Wednesday night at 10:15 Eastern Time after AEW Dynamite. And then every Saturday for the Hollywood Hangouts on Mr.com/Hollywood-Hangouts. And listen to us every Friday night on Everything Unscripted podcast for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. This Friday night, we'll be doing Edge and Cena rivalry retrospective. That should be a good one. That's one of my favorite feuds of all time. Those two had a great rivalry. Is that one of your favorite rivalries I think still?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that should be a good one. It's going to be me and Doug and Dan this week. And then Saturday, there's no show because it's Doug's birthday. Sunday, listen to Mindy and Daniel for the staff cast. I'm not sure what they're doing this week, but we'll find out on Friday. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And then NFL Hard Hits will probably return. We might do one after the draft, maybe. Or we'll just wait until July for preview for the NFL season. Because it's coming up quick. Before you know it, after when summer hits, it's going to be here. Training camp's going to start in July, mid-July. So before you know it, it's going to be here. So it's coming fast. So with that said, what team do you want to start out with? Do you want to start with the Eagles first, and then we'll go through NFC East and go from there?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Or do you want to save the Eagles for last?
It doesn't matter. I mean, the only thing I really want to focus on is like when it's some of the big moves out of free agency.
Yeah.
Not just like my team. Because if you look at it, it's been like a kind of wild free agency. One, you got one thing is the Browns acquiring Deshaun Watson.
Yep. Deshaun Watson going to finally getting traded to after a season off. He wasn't suspended, but he didn't play. But he was facing charges of sexual assault, which he was convicted. He wasn't convicted of it, right? Yeah, I'm not mistaken.
He wasn't convicted of anything.
So he was not charged with anything. So the Texans finally traded him to the Browns. And the Browns haven't even moved on from Baker, right?
Yeah, Browns are basically trying to move on from Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I expect him probably to be traded.
No, I
want to
say
trying to move on,
but they say Baker Mayfield don't want nothing to do with the Browns.
Yeah. He will either probably be cut or traded next week during the draft, right? You would think. he won't be a Cleveland Brown come week one of the 2022 season. He'll either get cut or traded by then. Because there'll be a team that's desperate for a quarterback. So, yeah. What do you think of the move? Do you think the Browns finally have their franchise quarterback they've been looking for 20-plus years? Baker was that for 2 years, yeah. So.
Well, let's put it this way. You get rid of Odell, but yet you have a good running game now with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
A good defense.
Yeah. And you got a running quarterback. So I think he will make that team better. But at the end, the Browns also lost Odell. And now we're not sure about Jarvis Landry right now.
Yeah, and Deshaun is going to be rusty. So let's not put that to bed. Because he did miss a year. So he hasn't played since 2020 season. And he even missed half of that season because he hasn't played since 2020, right?
Yeah, the place is 2020.
Yeah, so he'll be somewhat rusty. So I'm pretty sure he worked out and all that, but we'll see what happens with Cleveland Browns. They need to put weapons around him, of course. Besides the running game, they need weapons for him to throw to. Wasn't the only big trade this offseason. Devontae Adams getting traded to the Las Vegas Raiders for picks. That was an interesting trade, too. I was a bit surprised at that because I thought Rodgers and Adams were joint at the hip together. But apparently not. So Adams goes to the Raiders. The Raiders have their weapon, that for Carr. So it's time for us.
Yeah, I think now it's just this AFC West is starting to become like a dangerous team, and I think Kansas City is in big trouble this year.
Yep. The AFC West and the NFC West are probably the two best divisions in football. Right now, and you could literally see three teams from each of those divisions make playoffs. Or I mean, even all four to make it. No. But yeah, you can at least see three teams from each of those divisions make playoffs. Chargers. Of course, they're young. Yeah, they're young stud. You know, Justin Herbert. You have Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, of course. But we'll get to that move later in a bit. And then you have the Raiders who got Devontae Adams. The Raiders got better. The Chiefs, we'll see what they do. We'll see if they get a weapon in the draft, but they have draft picks now. So, I'm not going to fully count out Kansas City because they have coaching and they have Patrick Mahomes, and they can always get a weapon in the draft, wide receiver in the draft. So, but the Raiders right now are probably the favorites to win that division, right?
I wouldn't say the Raiders are still a favorite. I wouldn't say because I think the Raiders still, it's more of their defense. I'm more worried about their offense. It was never really about the offense for me. It was always the defense. Because now you have because if you look at the offense, you have Josh Jacobs. You have Waller, your tight end. Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah. And they have another wide receiver at the five. I'm forgetting the name, but I thought they had another one. And the other move that happened was Tyreek Hill moving from the NFC West to the AFC West to the AFC East to the Miami Dolphins. This was probably the biggest one, biggest trade. Not the biggest trade, but the biggest shocker of the offseason, wouldn't you say? At least for me, it was.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, and I think Miami gave up too much. I think Tyreek Hill is good, but I don't think he is. We'll see how good he is without Patrick Mahomes. He was an elite wide receiver because of who is getting him the ball. Can Tua do that in Miami?
I don't think so.
We'll find out.
I think he left because of the money. I think he wasn't.
Yeah.
I think it was more because of the money than what it was of just winning.
I can't see a person just
wanting to leave after the success he's having in Kansas City.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many first-round picks did Miami give up? Two or three?
I think it was three.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, that's way.
Oh, second.
That's way too much.
Third.
Yeah, I think it was some crazy picks. They gave up too much. Tyreek Hill is a top 10 receiver, but we're gonna find out how good he really is this season when he for the first time in his career somebody else is gonna be thrown to him other than Patrick Mahomes. Not saying he's not good. I'm just saying we'll find out how great he is. If he really is that great. And we're going to find out how good Tua is, because now they finally gave him a weapon to throw to. So, yeah, Waddle and Hill. There's no excuses for Tua not to be good. Miami could give the Bills some contention up there. Same thing with the Patriots. The AFC East is probably quietly a good division. And besides the two Western divisions, that's probably the third best division in football. Because the Jets are young, but the Jets are going to be the Jets. The Bills, we know, are great. The Patriots, we saw what they did. And Dolphins. What else?
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Oh, Russell Wilson. Broncos is another thing.
What were you going to say?
Broncos finally getting the quarterback. But before Russell Wilson, I'm thinking about one of the big things that's going to make this NFC East rivalry come to a head. Philly and Washington with Carson Wentz coming back to town.
Carson Wentz going back to coming back to the NFC West East. He got traded. He spent 1 year in Indy. They got tired of him. The owner said, "Fuck it, we're trading him." And Washington was desperate enough to get a quarterback, so here he comes. Carson Wentz 3.0. The rise and fall of Carson Wentz. Damn. The guy has so much potential. We'll see what happens. I mean, we get to play him twice a year now. So, we'll see if this won't be a wake-up call. He's still a young quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to turn it around, but third team in 3 years, It's a wake-up call. If Indy wasn't a wake-up call, this is a wake-up call. And if he doesn't succeed here, his career is over. This is his last chance. Don't you agree? You agree with that? This is his...
I think this is what... Yeah, I will say it was his last chance.
Yeah,
I think
it's his last chance.
What really made him get out of Indy was that loss to Jacksonville when they got eliminated to the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't step up in that game. I mean, the whole team didn't step up in that game, but it wasn't all his fault. But he should have stepped up as a quarterback, and he didn't. And this is his last chance. This is his third team in 3 years. The baseball strike rule. This is his third strike. Not his third strike, but this is his last opportunity as a full-time starter. He doesn't succeed in Washington. His career as a full-time starter is pretty much finished. So, and this is coming from a devoted Wings fan here. I defended the guy for over a year. So, yeah, I wish him the best, nothing but the best, but he's enemy now. So, yeah. I mean, I just hope we can beat him. But if he comes into Philadelphia the first game, I mean, I don't know what the schedule's going to look like, but I'm pretty sure the schedule makers are probably going to put Washington the first game. I'm guessing that right now.
Yes. It's really, it's interesting, but it's funny how Carson Wentz went for a first-round pick. One trade from Philly, but only gets, at least like a first and a couple of the second, which when you leave to Philly, but Washington gives up like a seventh round pick and a seventh. Oh, well, Washington gives up a third round and a 2023 third round, which convert to a second round pick.
They still give. That's a lot, actually. But, yeah. You had what? Yeah, there was like five major trades. I want to say this is a major trade, but the other major trade that we forgot about, as we talked about like 3 minutes ago, was the Russell Wilson trade. That was the first trade that happened in the offseason, right?
Yeah.
That went.
So I finally found like the page I was looking for this whole time. So that trade with the Broncos, they got Russell Wilson along with a fourth round pick two first round picks, two second rounders, a fifth rounder, and they gave up Drew Lock. Tight end Noah Fant and defensive tackle Shelby Harris.
Damn, they gave up a lot.
But
Russell Wilson.
So basically the Broncos got Wilson and a fourth round pick, and they sent over two first round picks, two second rounders, a fifth, Drew Lock, tight end, and a defensive tackle.
Jesus, wow. Talk about a overhaul. I mean, wow. Whew. That's a lot. I thought Miami gave up a lot, but that's a lot. Especially two first round. Is that two first round and two second?
Yep.
Wow. Players? Wow.
Yeah. Basically, he swapped QBs and got a tight end and a defensive tackle.
Wow, that's a lot. Are the first round and second round picks spread out, or at least, or the Broncos don't have first round picks for the next 2 years?
I think that's right. It doesn't say what year the picks are in. But
I would hope they're spread out, because that's a lot. That's four important picks if it's in the next 2 years. That's a lot. But, hey, the Broncos finally got their franchise quarterback, just like the Browns did. Yeah, Russell Wilson in the NFC West. I mean, AFC West with Patrick Mahomes. Wow, that AFC West is loaded. I don't know who's going to win that division now. We saw the NFC West was loaded last year. Speaking of the AFC West, NFC West, the Kyle Murray situation. He either wants a new contract or he wants out. Wow. This was an MVP candidate last year, and now he might not be on the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, didn't the Cardinals trade up to get, didn't they trade up to get him?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Because they had drafted a quarterback the previous year. They gave up on him just to get Kyle Murray because of Kingsbury and their connection. Wow. What a dramatic turn of events in Arizona. Do you think he gets traded or do they give him a new deal?
Well, I think he'll probably get traded, but stuff like that probably won't happen. You won't see. If he gets traded, he'll probably be on, like, draft day.
Yeah. I don't know what team would trade for him. Maybe Seattle? No. Why would they trade in the division? Never mind. That would be crazy. But anything can happen, right? McNabb was traded to Washington. And so, anything can happen, I guess. But what team do you see potentially maybe trading for him if there's a team out there? Giants?
Atlanta, probably.
Atlanta
did lose on Matt Ryan to the Colts.
Oh, that's right. Another one. Wow. So many quarterbacks and wide receivers moved this season. Can't keep track. That's right. Atlanta has no quarterback right now. So they could potentially get Kyle Murray. How about New Orleans? You think New Orleans would do that?
New Orleans signed Andy Dalton and they re-signed. And Jameis Winston, they're playing on keeping those two.
Okay. Carolina?
I think they're invested in Sam Darnold.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised they're invested in him after they tried to trade him. After they tried to trade for Deshaun Watson, right?
I said, if anything, I'm looking at Pittsburgh, probably.
Yeah, Pittsburgh could be a good team. I could see the Giants.
Giants too invested in their so-called Donnie Dines.
Who else? I'm trying to think of a sleeper team out there. Houston? They just lost?
Probably.
Quarterback? I mean, they have
probably
the picks now. Houston? Tennessee?
I think Ryan Tannehill got that.
I know this won't happen, but would you trade for him for the Eagles? Or would you rather... What do you think he's too much of a problem now?
No. So the Eagles, they're this one. They got the two first-rounders this year. They have the two next year first-round picks.
He's too much like Jalen Hurts, so that wouldn't make any sense.
I think
he's a better version of Jalen Hurts, but he's not better.
I say just give Jalen Hurts another chance. I mean, look at Donovan McNabb. Everybody wanted McNabb out of here after his second year. Give that man a chance. Just give that man.
Yeah.
I think it's like watching the McNabb saga all over again when I think of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I don't think there's a quarterback in the draft to get drafted. And so just ride with Hurts for one more season. And if he turned out to be good, then you keep him, you sign him. Don't give him the biggest contract, but you sign him. And if he doesn't, then you move on next year and you have two first-round picks next year. Possibly trade for a quarterback or draft one. But next year's class is better than this year's class, though. That's what I would do. But, yeah. What up? Did we miss anything else besides the Matt Ryan trade to the Colts who replaces Carson Wentz now?
That's just another
Phillip Rivers move. That's probably one or two years. Try to get them to playoffs and try to ride it out. That's going to be three quarterbacks in three seasons for Frank Wright. If he doesn't win with Matt Ryan, and I think he's gone. I think the Colts have to win this. Not in the Super Bowl, but at least get to deep in the playoffs.
How about Amari Cooper? Amari Cooper getting traded from the Cowboys back down to the Browns.
Oh. Wow. That's right.
Amari Cooper went
Cooper.
Browns sent the Cowboys a fifth round, and swapped 6th-round picks.
Wow. Yeah, because the Cowboys had so much they needed to clear salary cap, I think, right? That's so much.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's an interesting move for the Browns. There you go. There's your weapon for Deshaun Watson. So, Amari Cooper. Odell's still out there, isn't he? There's still some good free agents out there. Odell's still out there. The safety Matthews still out there. We just linked to the Eagles. Who else is out there? There's some guys still out there.
Travis Landry still out there too.
Yeah.
He was released by the Browns after Mark Cooper signed. Straight.
Yep. Who's the cornerback the Colts just signed that was linked to the Eagles? Shoot. They just signed somebody, didn't they?
Oh, they got Rodney McLeod. Cloud, the safety from the Eagles.
I thought they just signed the cornerback.
That was Steven Nelson went to the Texans.
Who's the cornerback that the Colts just signed? Like last week or something.
Stephon Gilmore.
There you go. Yeah, I thought the Eagles should have signed him, but I guess he wanted too much.
Well, he signed him for a 2-year, $20 million max value deal.
That's not bad. I thought Stephon would have been
$20
million
max value deal, $23 million. The deal includes 10.51 fully guaranteed, 14 million in total guarantees and in total guarantees.
Oh, wow. Breaking news. I just got an alert that Samuel requests trade from 49ers. Because of
That was from this morning.
Breaking off the contract talks that broke off. Wow, Okay. Yeah, if I was the Eagles, I would call the 49ers right now. I think he would be, I think, a good fit here. What do you think?
It's not like I don't feel like he'll be a good fit. It's that the Eagles, it's how they use the good players. And like lately, they don't use good players to their best of their ability.
That's true.
That's the only thing I have against the Eagles.
That's true.
They'll sign a star, but don't use them to the best of their ability. And it's just really like, nerve-wracking.
Yeah. The last star that we signed that was successful here was, what, Terrell Owens? I mean, on the offense end.
Not only that, remember what happened to Murray? Well, he signed up for the Cowboys. He got off the Cowboys.
Yep, I remember. He's supposed to be a future back for the next 5 years, and yeah, it didn't turn that turned out to be a disaster. Probably one of the worst signings in U.S. history. What else? Did we miss anything else before we get to the Eagles stuff? Anything else you want to...
I think we hit mainly all the key points that we wanted to hit.
Yeah. I mean, if we miss anything, we can talk about it next time. I don't think there's anything else besides some moves that could happen this week. Now the Eagles, they signed, what's his name?
Relic. Relic.
A very, very good trade. I mean, very good signing. I like it. He's from Temple. He's from Philly.
Well, what's with it? They got the big signing for the Eagles, and this everybody's making. It's a linebacker, Sean Relic. That suit they signed was a $45 million deal. That was that includes $30 million fully guaranteed with a max value of $49.5 million.
Wow.
Another thing they did, another big signing, which I like, is they got the Colts wide receiver, Zach Prescott. Pascal.
I think he's a nice signing. I think he could be a nice third, third receiver slot. Can he play the slot? Mm-hmm. Probably play the slot. But I think the Eagles had a decent off season so far. I mean, there's some moves that could have been made, but I mean, the one trade that they made was getting the first round pick next year, swapping one of their first rounds this year. They swapped 15, 18, and got first next year and the second next year? Or third?
Yeah, first or second. First or second. I'm not exactly sure the whole detail of the Eagles trade.
And they traded with New Orleans, which is an interesting move for New Orleans because they gave up their first-round pick next year just to move up two spots, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's odd, but I don't know if they're going – people are saying they might go for a quarterback or they're trying to move up again. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting draft. I would give the Eagles the offseason so far a B+. So, any other moves they made?
It's more like a C to me. It's more like a C.
A C?
C.
Yeah, I'm probably being a little generous. I mean, I like the linebacker move. They should have made a move for Gilmore. They probably should have tried a little harder for him. They're in talks with what's his name, the safety? Matthew? Or, right?
Yeah, it's nothing is going now.
It
was also the reason we made that trade because they didn't want to. They made that trade because they didn't want to pay for 3 first round picks. That's a lot. That's a lot of money if you're paying 3 first rounders.
Yeah, it is, and we know Howie's not good with first round picks, so one less first rounder is not so bad. I mean, let's hope that he goes for defense on next Thursday. Do you think he reaches for a wide receiver? Another wide receiver in the first round?
I think they need a corner. A corner. They need someone.
Yeah,
a corner.
Corner and a linebacker. I'm hoping they try to move back.
I'm not worried about wide receivers.
Because well,
when you come to Philly, you can't catch a ball anyway.
I hope they trade Rager. And then he'll get traded and he'll become a star somewhere else. He'll start catching the ball.
Aguilar.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'll give it about B plus. If we'll see after the draft. After the draft, we'll see. Maybe it'll go down. Maybe it'll go up. But there's a few moves that they should have probably made that they didn't. Like Stephon Gilmore. Who else did they miss out on? I'm not going to count Russell Wilson because that was never going to happen. Sean Watson, that wasn't going to happen. Those were unrealistic trades for to happen. But signings, I think they missed a couple guys. They could have got Stephon Gilmore. They could have got who else am I missing? They could have got anybody come to mind?
I mean, even they could have had a chance to re-sign Zach Ertz.
Yeah, did he re-sign with Arizona?
Yeah, he did re-sign with Arizona.
Which is interesting because now they might not have a quarterback, but Kyle Murray wants to get traded, so that's interesting. Who else? I feel like we missed out on somebody else. Cedric Wilson went to the Dolphins, too. The Bills signed Von Miller and O.J. Howard. That's two, I think, good solid moves. The Patriots get they re-signed some guys. They didn't make any big moves. The Patriots never make the big move. Trying to look at if we missed anything. Pittsburgh, their future quarterback. I mean, they're not future quarterback, but their quarterback right now is Mr. Trubisky. What else?
Yeah, you will think, and sorry to say about Dwayne Haskins, but I was really rooting for him to be the starter for Pittsburgh, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Fortunately, he passed away last week. Rest in peace to him. It was a sad story. Just unfortunate for a young kid. He had a break. Yeah, bright future, whether it was in NFL or in life, died too young. Man, life is too short sometimes. So sad. But Christian Kirk goes to Jacksonville. Well, I don't think we missed anything else. Juju Smith?
Yeah.
Juju Smith goes to Kansas City. That's the replacement for Tyreek Hill. There you go.
Yeah, that's no replacement. It's a grade down.
Yeah. I mean, he could shine in Kansas City because who's he throwing the ball to? I mean, getting the ball from, but yeah, he's not the replacement for Tyreek Hill, but he's suitable. He's good for Kansas City because yeah, Patrick Mahomes. So, but you have anything else or?
You have Marcus Mariota going to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Lawrence re-signing with the Cowboys. James Washington going to the Cowboys.
And then the big baby of the season, because he wants to be the star of everybody, Tom Brady. He's going to retire.
Comes out of retirement.
And come right out of retirement. I think ruined the NFL season for everybody.
Yeah, because the last time we talked about his retirement, and now we're talking about him coming back. And we forgot Bruce Arians retired, right?
Yeah, he stepped down as head coach because I don't think he wanted to do a break.
He didn't want to. Yeah, he stepped down from head coaching. He didn't want to deal with Brady anymore. I mean, I didn't know they had a – I don't know if they had a bad relationship, but I guess he just didn't want to deal with that again. Yeah, so we end on Tom Brady coming back after 43 days, the shortest retirement in NFL history. It probably is, right? In sports history?
Probably. I think he only did it to make
but
that
we
line.
End – Yeah. I knew in the back of my mind he wasn't done. He wasn't going to go out without winning the Super Bowl. He wanted to win the Super Bowl and then retire.
No, he ain't going out winning the Super Bowl. He had his chance. It's done. It's over. Face it. It's over.
And now we're waiting for
Brown
to see if he comes. He wants number 8. I don't think he'll even retire after this season. I truly think he's going for 10. He'll play until 50 if he has to. The whole retirement was just for headlines. Was just to feed everybody and then throw everybody. But with that said, thank you, Kalina, for coming on, talking some football. It was great talk. We'll come back maybe a couple weeks sometime, talk about the NFL draft and maybe some more moves that happened, and look forward to summer. Look forward to...
And remember,
if
I was you, I'll say this. You guys, people out there, check out the USFL. I think that's going to be something special. They bring it back.
I hope so. I would hate for it to fold.
They bring it back.
After
and a lot of good players, when it folded the first time, like Reggie White, Randall Cunningham, all played in the USFL.
Oh, yes. Steve Young. I forget. There's somebody else that did too. Reggie White, you said. Those are the two biggest names, right?
Randall Cunningham? Huh?
Randall Cunningham,
yeah.
Steve Young, and Reggie White, right? Are the three biggest names?
Right. Three biggest names that came out of the USFL. I'm not saying you all find something like that now. Those games I watched this weekend besides that Pittsburgh game were amazing.
Did the Stars win?
The Stars lost. That's the only thing that really made me mad about this whole weekend. But they will play Pittsburgh
this
week.
I'm
going to
check it out.
So I'm kind of happy. 12 o'clock on Fox.
What time did they play? 12 o'clock on Fox?
12 o'clock on Fox. Saturday.
Okay. Nice. I'm gonna I'm probably DVR it because I'm gonna be working, but I'll check it out. With that said, this is the NFL Hard Hit for me and Kenneth. You guys have a good night. Have a good day. And better, Kenneth.
Later.
And go, Sisters.